Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Mem. We are on Lamed Tes Amud Beis. Let's start from the Mishnah. In the time that we have, as we head towards the end of the second parak, by the Shem Sunday we start the third parak. The world of Elu Treifus, one of the most unique prakim in all of Shas, starts on Sunday, Bezrat Hashem. But today, daf Mem, every day is we should look at uniquely and separately, and today is right here. Bottom of Lamed Tes Amud Beis. Hashochet l'shem harim. If somebody shechts l'shem harim, l'shem avodah zarah of a mountain. He shechts and he has in mind that he's sacrificing this animal to a mountain, which he worships as an avodah zarah. L'shem gva'os, l'shem yamim, to a givah, to a small hill, to a yam, l'shem naharos, to a river, l'shem idbaros, to a desert, shechita sapsula. In all these cases, the shechita is pasul. So in all these cases, it's shechita, l'shem avodah zarah, so the shechita is pasul. Rashi, interestingly says, Rashi is on the bottom, l'shem yamim, she'asa hayam avodas kochavim. That if somebody makes the yam into an avodah zarah, so that's why the shechita is psula. The question is, why did Rashi wait to explain that until yamim? Right, there are other items on the list. There's harim, gvos, before that. So why did Rashi dafka say yamim only the shem avodah zarah on the yamim? So Tiferes Yaakov notes that maybe it's saying a chiddush here because loim. I read it to you. Mishim she'ovdei kachavim, hayurigilum lahaniach es avodas kachavim shalayim al harimim hagvos. The ovdei avodah zarah, we're used to, they always put their idols on mountains. When it comes to a yam, you would have thought, lo matzanu she'ovdei kachavim hayuovdim liyam. So you would have thought that's unusual. What exactly does this mean? So Rashi Dafka has to clear it up on the yam because we know avodah zarah on mountains, on gvaot, but not on a yam. We mentioned in the past the discussion of the Torah, la Torah, which Minchas Chinuch discusses as well, and that is, if all the mountains were worshipped at some time in history, so how were we able to build the Beis HaMikdash there? Right? How was, throughout, how were the Kadmonim worshipped on every mountain? The Gemara Chazal say every mountain in the world they worshipped on. So how will we be able to build the Beis HaMikdash? The answer is no, because it was Einad Demosa Davar Shein Shalom, as we'll talk more about, later today. Person can't ask for something that's not theirs. And Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the land to Adam, gave the land to Noach and Avraham, meaning he was in charge of it in the first place. So therefore, it was never theirs, the Ovdei Avodah Zarah is to Aser. Okay, we'll talk more about that a little later. Says the Gemara, so says the Mishnah, if you shech l'shem a certain area, a yam, a geva, so that's shechidas apsula. Next halacha, we'll get back to that one. Shnayim ochsin besakin, two people holding a knife at one time. V'shochten, echad l'shem, echad mikal elu. Two people holding a knife, and one of them has proper thoughts. I want to do a regular shechita, and the other one has an avodah zarah thought. L'shem yam, l'shem harim, ve'ech l'shem davar acher, l'shem davar kasher, shechita so psula. So if somebody has good kavana, somebody has bad kavana, same animal, same knife, shechita so psula, that pasul l'shechita. Even though one has kosher shechita, but the other one is posel l'shechita, the one who is doing the shechita with an improper thought. The Meiri says that this applies to all psulim. Let's say if you have a non-Jew and a Jew, shechti together. So we know shechitaso psula, when it comes to a guy, we discussed about nevela or not. So if it's together, that's called the significance of a non-Jew holding the knife, pasul the shechita. The Chazonish relates this Gemara to a halacha that we know from a totally different area of halacha. And that is that we know there's halacha of stam yenam. We learned back in Maseches Avodah Zarah, there are three levels of wine having to do with a non-Jew. The highest level is yayin nesach. Wine that mamish, we know that a non-Jew poured to avodah zarah, so that's aser b'hana, period, totally. Then there is stam yenam, wine that comes from a non-Jew that we have no idea. We have no idea whether they used it for avodah zarah or not, so that's also asered by the rabbanan, because we don't know. And then the third level, the lowest level down, is wine of ours. It's our wine, but a non-Jew touched it. A non-Jew moved it. That's the third level there. That's less than stam yenam. That's just maga akum. And the halacha is that also asers. We paskin in Yaradeya, starting with Siman Kuf Chav Gimel. So if a non-Jew moves something, so then, as long as it's non-mavushal, without getting to all the details of stam yenam and yayin nesach, as long as it's not mavushal, and it was moved, and it was open, it wasn't doubly sealed, so then, it could be a major problem. So there, says the Chazanish, what if a Jew and a non-Jew move it together? So the Chazon Ish assumes in Yaradeya in Siman Mem Tes Osi Yud Beis that is also a problem. Just like here, shechita passeling together, if there was a Jew and a non-Jew. So too, when it comes to Yayinesach, right? The Shulchan Aruch says in Kufchav Gimel, Stam Yenam Shel Amamim Ovde Kochavim, Stam Yenam, Asur Bana, Vehu Adin Lamaga Am Vyayim Shalanu. And so too, the Maga of our wine, that also is Ne'asar. Then the Ramah quotes, we discussed this back in Avodah Zarah, if you remember, the Ramah quotes some kulas for Bizman Hazeh. He quotes, I'll read it to you, if I could find it quickly. Yesh Omer, Demaga Ovde Kochavim B'Yayin Shalanu, Eino Aser Bahana'a. Rak B'Shtia, something nowadays is only Aser B'Shtia, not Bahana'a. Why? Because they're not really Ovde Avodah Zarah today. The Taz says, the Ovde Kochavim B'Zman HaZeh Ein Regilim L'Nasech L'Avodah Kochavim, V'Havim L'Zeh Ketinok Ovid Kochavim She'Osi Yaynesah Rak L'Shtia. So there are coolers, the Ramah quotes, but then he quotes, V'Ish Bekilin V'Tov L'Hachmir. Tov L'Hachmir, if you remember the biting words, I didn't bring it again, the biting words of the Chachmas Adam, where the Chachmas Adam says very strongly, we cannot be makel in this area. This is a takanas chazal, and poritz gedur yishchenu nachash, and we have to be very careful and not have any inappropriate kulis. That is the, if you remember the Shulchan Aruch, but the Chazon Ish relates the moving by shchita to the moving by yayin. Okay, says the Gemara, psula in zivchei mesim lo. So what does the Mishnah say? That if you shech to any of these items, the mountains and the hills and the rivers, so if you shech to those mountains, it's puzzle. But it doesn't use the Mishnah doesn't use the more extreme language of zivchei mesim. Puzzle sounds like it's also you can't eat it. Psula, it's the shechita didn't work. It's like a treifa. But zivchei mesim gives the impression of asur bahana'a. So is this not asur bahana'a? You shechted to a mountain. Savod Azar, it should be Nasser Bana. So why doesn't the Mishnah say? Zivche Mesim. Rashi says, Le Aser Bana, Kedin Tikrova, Savod Azkachavim. Right? It's why is it Nasser Bana? And after over a mini, we learned in a Tosefta, back in Avodah Zarah, Hashochet Lushum Harim, Lushum Gvos, if somebody shechs to mountains, to hills, Lushum Naharos, Lushum Midbaros, Lushum Chama Velavana, to the sun and the moon, Lushum Kochavim Umazalos, to stars, or to other constellations, l'shum micha el sar hagadol, to Michal, the great sar, the great prince, we'll call him the great malach, talk more about that in a second, l'shum shilshul katan, yushech, to the small worm, So Rashi quotes here that it doesn't matter whether it's the highest being in creation or the lowest being in creation. Michal is the highest being in creation, and the shilshul katan is the lowest being in creation. Either way, harei l'zivchei mesim. So if you shech to any of these items, including harm gvos, it's all avodah zarah and zivchei mesim, it's asur banah. So why does our Mishnah say it's only psula, which is asur to eat? It should be asur banah. That's the kasha. Derech agav. So we have here Michael. Well, you know, let's finish and then we'll mention it. So Rabbi, what's the difference between the Mishnah and the Tosefta? Lo kasha hada amar lahar, hada amar legada dahar. Are you shechting to the mountain or the power? The sar above the mountain. If you're shechting literally to the mountain itself, so as we learned yesterday also, the mountain cannot become asur ne'asar. Bavodas kochavim, it's mechubar. So that's a din. We had it back in Avodah Zarah, and Tosfos says it here too, on top. Hada amar lahar, top line in Tosfos, she'enu nasa avodas kochavim. It doesn't become Avodah Zarah. If it doesn't become Avodah Zarah, so then the Gemara assumes that that's not going to be a shechita that's going to be nasar bahana'a. So look at me, Nasser Bachila. If it's an item that doesn't become Asr Bana, Hadam Alahar, it's not full Avodah Zarah. It's not a full Maisa Avodah Zarah because it doesn't create something that's Nasser Bana. And Hadam Alagada Dahar, but if you're shechting to the constellation, the Sar of the Har, so that's worse. That's real Avodah Zarah Mamish, that's not Mechubar, that's serving one of the constellations, and that would be full Avodah Zarah. And that's what the Tosefta means. And just one more line, and then there's what to talk about. Dekanami diktani dumya demichal sar hagadol shvamina. You know that from the parallel. If you have in this Tosefta, it doesn't just say mountain and river. It says to Michael, the sar, obviously an angelic idea. And therefore, that's how you know they're all talking about those types of ideas. L'shem Avodah Zarah. Michael picked out of all the angels, there's a lot of sources that Michael is the Malach. The Malach Shel HaMalachim, it's the angel of angels. The Gemara says in Brachas, some are familiar with, that he's the quickest, so to speak. Remember the Gemara at the beginning of Brachas? The Gemara says in Davdalat Amabes, towards the bottom. Godo Mashenemer B'Michael, Yosef B'Mashenemer B'Gavriel. Greater is what is said by Michal more than it's what's said by Gavriel. De'ilu Michal ksiv vayo'af Eli echad min asrafim. It says that one of the malachim flew to me, says Yeshayahu. De'ilu gabi Gavriel ksiv vo'ish Gavriel asher re'isi b'chazon mitchilu mu'af bi'af. My mash, but what does that mean? It means that Michal be'echad, Michal could come in one jump, whatever that means. Michal ba'achas, Gavriel b'shtayim, Elio ba'arba, u'malachamavis b'shmona. Right, different levels, but Michal is attributed tremendous strength. Rashi says there, pricha achas. So that's Michal has unique capabilities. That's what the Gemara here says from the greatest to the smallest creature, from Michal to the shilshul katan. That's the two extremes of beings that we have in life. Number one. Number two, if you look at Tosfos notes that Tosfos said this yesterday as well, even though if somebody worships a mountain, the mountain does not become Nasar because it's Mechubar, but the person doing it is still Chayiv Misa. You don't have to have an item Nasar if the person, to make the person Chayiv Misa. That's what it says on top. Chayiv Saif, based on one of the Heruge Saif Avodah Zarah. So that is what Tosfos says. The Tosfos continues on the third skinny line. Ve'en l'tamua, dekivan delo mikri eloka, amai ovda b'sayif. Don't wonder about this, that if it's not called a god, says Tosfos, fourth line, right, so why should he be Chayiv Misa? Why? So it says those two don't have anything to do with each other. The dafka le'inyin ibud ka'amar kra delo mikri aloka. There's a special mitzvah later on in the Torah, Parshas Re'eh, that you have to destroy avodah zarah. So that halacha only applies to a davar shel talush, something that is detached. And a mountain is not detached; it's mechubar; it's part of the ground, and therefore it's not going to have the chiyuv of abed ta'abdun. But all other aspects of avodah zarah, for example, that the Oved is Chayiv Misa, that's going to apply. And therefore, it's full Misa except for that element. Full Misa except for that element. We discussed earlier in this Masechta what happens if something was detached and then it became attached again. Right, let's say you have a house. Somebody bows down to a house. Does the house become Nasar? Does that a house become? If I bow down to my own house, I can't go in anymore. It's Asur Bana, somebody else's house, Ein Adamos Adavar Shein Shelo, as we'll talk about soon. But it's so my house. So that's, we mentioned, a stiras in the Rambam, stiras in Shulchan Aruch, related to the sugya of Talush Ulobasov Chibro. If it is detached, and then it is attached. You have it by Shchita, you have it by Avodah Zarah, you have it in other areas of by Mi'ila. If somebody, there's a Mi'ila, there's a house of the Beis HaMikdash. So if I Makdash my house, then I bow down to it. So we quoted in the past, from Moshe Salvechik, it's quoted here in Shiuri HaRav on page Sadik Vav, says the difference is, when do you say Talush Ulobasov Chibro? If it was detached and then attached, when do you say that's considered attached? When is it considered detached? Because once it's detached. It depends what the standard that you need in the context is. Sometimes the issue under discussion is mechubar and talush. Sometimes it's karka and metaltalin. If the issue is karka versus metaltalin, that's a formal status. Karka, land, immovable items, right? That's davar sheyesh lo achrayas. Versus metaltalin, movable items, davashein lo achrayas. So in that context, we might say, talush lebasov chibro is considered karka. It's considered karka. But in a case of mechubar versus talush, if something is attached or not, so you might very well say that it's not a natural connection to the ground. A house is not like a tree that's growing. You're right, it's kind of connected. But that might be only in terms of karka versus metaltalin, not in terms of mechubar versus talush. Another great chiluk, nafkamina, between these two is avadim. We know avadim is hukshel karkos. So you're going to tell me that if you cut off a hair of an evan on Shabbos, that's kotzer. That's not tolesh. That's not gozes. Of course not. If an evan is hukshel karkos, if he cuts his nails on Shabbos, he's violating kotzer because he's connected to the ground? No. So the difference is avadim might be hukshel karkos, but they're not mechubar. And therefore, that might have ramifications from Lachos HaShabbos. That might have ramifications for Avadim Einin Igzeles, Karka Einin Igzeles, the sugis at the beginning of Luv HaGazel. But that is an important ha'ara related to Karka versus Metaltalin that is brought up here. There's a chiddush Rabbeinu Tam quotes, and then we'll mention one final point related to this. Rabbeinu Tam is quoted here in the Ramban. Rabbeinu Tam says, this whole idea of a mountain not becoming Ne'asar is only if you bow down to mountains in general. But if it's a specific har, that you can asser it. Other Rishonim argue. That's an important Rabbeinu Tam to know. That's quoted here in the Ramban. One final machlokas to mention, fascinating machlokas, and that is quoted here in Tosfos. Tosfos here quotes towards the end of the skinny lines. Tosfos says, Inami, Mishimhachi ha'ovdan besayif. This is another reason why, if you bow down to a mountain, why are you going to get sayif, even though it's not Nasar? Af agav delo mikri aloka, even though it's not called a god. Shaharei mechubarhu. It's still attached. What does that mean? Mechubarhu, I'm sorry, it's not called aloka, mishum de mechubarhu. Mishum de gali rachmana ba'ovde mazalos. Because the Torah already told us that when it comes to those who worship the constellations, they're going to be chayev misa. That's a beforeish pasuk. If you serve the Shemesh, the Areach, all the constellations. Tosfos says that even the constellations are called mechubar. What does that mean? Obviously, it doesn't mean physically attached. Mechubar means, seemingly from Tosfos, set in their orbit. They're set in their orbit in nature. That's enough to be called mechubar. So Tosfos says, you know, if you bow down to the sun and the moon and the stars, it's vade chayimisa, even though those are called mechubar. So too, when it comes to all the other items, even when it comes to a mountain. Rashi doesn't say that. So the Achronim assume this is a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Whether you look at constellations, the sun and the moon and the stars, would you categorize them as mechubar or not? Again, mechubar doesn't here mean a natural, physical connection, but maybe it means something set in nature, according to Tosfos. That's how you'd have to define mechubar. We've mentioned in the past a fascinating machlokas, Rishonim, and that is, how do we look at constellations in general? The sun and the moon and the stars. The Rambam says mefurish, that the sun and the moon and the stars, they have da'as. They have da'as. They don't have bechira, but they have da'as. The Rambam says this in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah. Kol paragimol halachates. Kol hakochavim v'hagalgalim kulam ba'ali nefesh v'deya v'haskelheim. All stars and constellations have a nefesh and have seichel. Has seichel, has intellect. V'heim chayim v'omdim u'makirim et mi shamar v'hayolam. They recognize God. We can't fathom that they do, but the Rambam says that you could only fathom what's under you. Just like the animals. The animals have a certain level of instinct. Could the animals fathom what it's like to have a brain in the world? Animals can't fathom people. People, in the same way, cannot fathom the da'as of the sun and the moon and the stars. They have da'as, the constellations. But we just can't fathom what kind of das. The sun has das. We can't understand that it's a qualitatively different world. What does it mean that it praises God? Not just that it does exactly what it was set up to do, but it praises Hashem through its actions. Which we'll get back to in a minute. Just like they recognize Hashem, kach makirim et atzman. They have self-awareness. And they recognize that there are malachim above them. Just like we recognize that there are stars and sun above us. That is the Rambam. And then the Pirush, which also we mention, we like to mention whenever we say this Rambam, there's no Kesef Mishnah on Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah in the earlier parts. There's a Kesef Mishnah later on, additional mouth. They all start out with Parakeh. We get into Yehari V'Yavar in the Mitzvahs of Kiddush Hashem. The first four Prakim, which talk about metaphysics, so we don't have Kesef Mishnah on. We only have Pirush. We have some Kesef Mishnah, first Parak, but most of it is called Pirush. So there, in the Pirush, he says, you know how we know that there is Da'as when it comes to this the orbits? Because if there was no Da'as, that's what we would call gravity. If you throw a rock up in the air and it falls down, says gravity, that doesn't reflect da'as of a being doing something. That's just automatic. That's gravity. But when it comes to in orbit assumes the Pirush explaining the Rambam, that's why the Rambam says that they have da'as. V'atnuah ha'teshukit lo tia elo labali nefesh v'seichel shehanefesh hisibas ha'tnuah v'seichel shebo tish tokek ha'nefesh lihidamos be'elasa shehu ha'seichel hanifra. Okay, a little difficult, but that is the... That's the Rambam. So other Rishonim don't say this. Other Rishonim might say, what are you, the sun has das? The Rambam says, that's what we say every Shabbos morning. Yitzaram bidas bevino vaskel. We say it in Keladon. That doesn't mean that Hashem created it in Deyas bevino vaskel. It means that He gave them Deyas bevino vaskel. That's how the Rambam reads that tefillah. But that is the that's the sheet of the Rambam. Others, the Rishash here points out that based on this machlokas, Rashi Tosfos, whether the constellations are called mechubar, he relates whether this could have any effects to the level of celestial beings. If you get one level up, the Rambam alluded to this, we haven't really touched on this, so I'm just going to mention it now. The Rambam himself says that there are three levels of being. If you go back in the beginning of Hilchos Yisod HaTorah, and the Rambam talks about how we're not supposed to delve into this in large groups. So I don't know if what's it considered on the internet. We only have a couple of guys here, but could be a large group out there. So I don't know if this is allowed in terms of. But we'll read the Rambam. The Rambam wrote in Mishnah Torah, so we're allowed to read it. The Rambam writes in Perek Beis of Hilchos Yisod HaTorah that there are what exactly is a malach? It's a major issue in the Rishonim. What is a malach? Do we consider a malach a fluttering celestial being that has wings? That's what we usually think about it as little kids. But it's not that. It's not that. Malach is not. Is it physical? Says the Rambam. Kol ma shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'olamo nechlak l'shlosha chalakim. Right, the Rambam says that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu created is three areas, three types of beings. Mehem, bruim, shehem, mechubarim, megolam, v'tzura. There are those that have physical nature to them, golam and sura. Vehem, nehavim, v'nifsadim, tamid. Those become weak and lose themselves over time. They get they get lost. Kamo, gufos ha'adam, v'habehema, v'hatzmachim, v'hamateches. Everything physical in this world, that's number one. He puts us all together with the animals, with the trees. Umehem bruim, next level up. Sheim mechubarim me golem vitzura. They have a golem and sura. Aval ena mishtanim mi guf laguf umitzura letzura. But nothing happens to them over time. Kemo harishonim, like the first group. Elat surasim kvua begalmam laolam. Their nature is set. Veena mishtanim kemo elo. And they are the sun and the moon and the stars and all the celestial beings. Ve'im galmam kishar galmim ve'lo tsurasam kishar tsuros. That's number two. And then the Rambam says, Umehem bruim tsura below golem klal. They have a tsura without a golem. So many times people use the word tsuras and golem in different ways. Got to figure out exactly how the Rambam is using it here. It's something less physical. Is it at all physical? Or not? Tsura below golem. Ve'im hamalachim. Sha'amalachim einam guf v'gviya elatsuros nifrados zumizu. They're not physical. They're not physical, says the Rambam. Umaze'ai, what does it mean that the Nevi'im saw a malach? It was some type of vision. So, not that they saw a malach floating around. Hakol b'mara ha'nevuah v'derachida. Lomar she'eno guf ve'eno kaved kegufas ha'kvedim kemoshen emar ki Hashem ha'lokecha ish ochlahu. And that's why exactly I had to figure out, studying Yecheskel, Paragal, the Maisa Merkava, you know, that's, you have to know exactly how to, one can't just study those psukim there and try to think that there's a chariot of fire. There's nothing physical there. And I like to say that we read Yechezkel, Perek Aleph, as a Haftorah on the first day of Shavuos. Maybe it's a Siyata D'Shmaya that half of us are sleeping during Haftorah on Shavuos morning, when we've been up all night. Maybe there's never a coincidence in Yahadus. So maybe because we're not supposed to be focusing on that so much. But the Rambam there says, every Malach, how do Malach change levels? We said before that Michal was the highest level. It's in terms of how much they recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He continues. Anybody wants more about this? These malachim, which are above the celestial beings, it's right here in Hilchos Yisod HaTorah Perek Beis. I just wanted to mention one more time when the Rambam mentions malachim. It doesn't exactly mean the same way, but there's another time the Rambam mentions malachim. That's in Hilchos Mezuzah, twice in Hilchos Mezuzah. First in Hilchos Mezuzah, the Rambam says that you shouldn't write the names of Malachim on the back of mezuzahs to have like a protection. The mezuzah itself is the protection. And he says, people who write, he says in Perek Hei Halacha Daled, he says it's a minog tipshim. The minog tipshim, that they write Shemos Malachim, O Kedoshim, O Pazik O Chasamos on the mezuzah. The Rambam is very strong. Eimu Chedek Olam Haba, you're being mevatel the mitzvah, very strong. Then at the end of Hilchos Mezuzah, the last halacha in Hilchos Mezuzah, Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Gimel, the Rambam has a beautiful lashon. Rambam doesn't quote kissing the mezuzah there, but he says, what are we supposed to do whenever we walk into a room? Chayav Adam lehizar b'mezuzah b'bneishi chovas hakol tamid. It's a chovas agavra every second. V'chol eisha yikaneis. Every time we go into a room, v'yetze, yifka b'yichud shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We see God. Shema Yisrael, v'haya, v'yeda, and we know, whenever we go into a room, she'im sham davar ha'omeid la'olam ha'olamei olamim, there's nothing that stands eternally, ela yediya sur olamim. The only thing that's forever is knowledge of Hashem. Umiyar hu chozer ledaito beholich b'darchi yishar. Right when we go into a room and we see the mezuzah, it's supposed to wake us up from our sleepwalking through life. And then he quotes Amru Chachamim, Kol mi sheyesh tefillin berosho ubizroo v'tzitzis bebigdo umezuzah bepischo. If somebody is surrounded by mitzvahs, muchzik lo shelo yechta. He for sure will not sin. Shehari yesh lo mazkirim rabim. He has a lot of reminders. And here's the line: V'hein hein hamalachim. These reminders are the malachim that save him from sin. What are the malachim? The tefillin, the tzitzis, the mezuzah. I'm not exactly sure what the Rambam means here. We got to work it out. But here's another place where the Rambam talks about malachim. The malachim are ways that we use to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anyway, the Rambam is using malachim here, it seems, in a different way that he used it earlier. Okay, Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Gimel. Okay, let's go weiter. In the Rambam. The Rambam. Again, if you want to look at more, the Rambam talks about Malachim here. The Rambam, it does not really talk about, whenever we talk about Sarim, the Midrashim talk about Sar of Esav, Sar of this, Sar of that. That the Ramban likes, those Sarim. The Ramban in Achremos, when he talks about how every country has a Sar over it, so that's the Ramban is very supportive of those types of Chazals. The Rambam has a different understanding of many of those. Okay, let's continue now. Amar Rav Huna, right in the middle. Amar Rav Huna, Mem Amar Alf. Your friend's animal is lying down in front of an idol. In front of an idol. The second I go over to my friend's idol and I shecht one simin, I asered that animal, Shem Avodah Zarah. I asered it. What's the chiddush of the animal is revutza? The animal is lying down. Machlokas Rashi Tosus. Rashi here says, the chiddush is that if the animal was not revutza, but you lifted up the animal, you'd be kona the animal bahagba. And then there wouldn't be a chiddush of your friend's animal. So that's what the chiddush of why it's what the chiddush of revutza is. Rashi says in the 10th wide line, lo mi boy omedes, de shehigbia viherbitza, kenah bahagba. You have to push an animal down in order to shecht it. So if it would be standing, if you'd be lifted up and then push it down, you'd be kona it, then it's yours. The chiddush here is, even if it's already lying down and all you did was cut it, you could still aser it. Still aser it. We'll get to the svara why. Tosfos says, I don't like that. Tosfos in Diraskel Revutza says, no, ve'ein nira. Dechihig bi'anami, lo kanala. You, just lifting up the animal? If you go up to your friend's animal and you lift it up, that's your konet? You're not konet abhagba, that's stealing. That's not kinyan. It's not kinyan. He says, it's not yours. It may not the most of the shalom. You can't aser that type of animal. Of course, the Gemara in Bava Kama. If you steal something and the Bailam didn't have Yeish yet, what, that's fully yours? No, it's not yours. As Rabbi Yochanan says there, Zelafishena shalom, Zelafishena b'shuso. It's not in his, he's lacking because it's not in his physical jurisdiction, but you're lacking because it's not yours. So what is Rashi talking about? If you would have lifted up this animal, it would become yours? No. The Chiddush is Tosas in the last line, Elanirep. To knock out Rebus Larabusa. The reason that it says lying down is the chiddush as follows. The Afagav de Lohir Bitsa. Veloasaba Maisa Godal Kokach Asra. The chiddush is that you did such a little small act to it. You didn't push it down. Pushing it down would be a Maisa Rabba. But you didn't even do that. You just caught one of the Simanim. That tiny little simon is enough of a Maisa in order for you to be able to Asar it. That's the chiddush. So Machlokas Rashi Tosis, why it says here Bitsa. So let's get back now to Rav Huna. So Rav Huna says, if you have an animal that is lying down in front of an idol, and you go, your friend's animal, and you go over and shecht it, it is ne'esar. What's the svara? So savra laki hadamar ula. So Rav Huna holds like what Ula said, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. What Ula said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, which was, af api sh'amar amishtachavela b'emes chaver lo asra, even though usually we say, ein adam osir darvar she'en shalom. If I go over to my friend's animal and I bow down to it, so that my friend's animal is not ne'esar. I can't ask my friend's animal on him. But asa ba maisa asra. But if I do a little maisa to it, then that is nasar, even though it's my friend's animal. Is only if I don't touch it. If I touch it, if I do a maisa to it, so then that's going to be nasar. Problem somebody Achronim asks is that in Yevamis, on Daf Pe Gimel, Rav Huna himself says the halacha is adam oser davar shein shalom. But you have to come on to this. Even if you say, Ein Adamos Davar Shein Shalom, you know, you have to say that this is a Maisa Zut is good enough. He has, Rav Huna says there in Yevamos and Daf Pei Gimel that he had Adamos Davar Shein Shalom. So the Achronim are Machalik between the context there, which is Kilayim, spreading Kilayim over my friends, taking my Kilayim of grapes, spreading it over my friends, Zraim versus other cases. It's going to be Machalik between the cases. Not every case of Isser would be created equal. There's Kilayim, there's Muksa, there's Avodah Zarah. So different cases might be different. The Chassam Sofer talks about that over here. Okay, Continuing. Says, so we have the sheet of Rav Huna. So Rav Huna says, if you go over to your friend's animal that's lying down in front of a avodah zarah, and you shecht one of the simanim, it's ne'asar. And why is that? Because he goes like, Ula Amar Rav Yochanan, that even though ain't the most adavar shin shalom, maisa zuta, a little maisa does asar it. Ace there, Rav Nachman, Rav Huna, can this really be possible? Rav Nachman asks Rav Huna as follows, Hashochit chatas bishabis. Bechus lavaros kochavim. Somebody's trying to do a lot of avers at once. Or he's just having a bad day. He did a couple of averas b'shoge. He shechted a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash. That's one avera. It was Shabbos. That was a second avera. And he did it l'avodah zarah. That was a third avera. But he did all of these b'shoge. How did he do avodah zarah b'shoge? Okay, the Gemara Sanhedrin talks about it. But, let's say you did it. You say you shechted, did these three averas b'shoge. Chayiv shalosh chataos. He's chayiv three chataos. Three carbon chataos. Three krisuses if he did it b'mezid. So three chataos if he did it b'shoge. But, as the Gemara... Ve'i amrit, kiven sheshachet basimen echad asra, but didn't Rav Huna just say that the second you shecht one simen, it's already ne'asar, it's already avodah zara, so then ashrut echutz lo l'chayiv. In our case, you shouldn't be chayiv for shrut echutz. Why? Shrut echutz requires a full-fledged shechita outside the Beis HaMikdash. And here, the second that you started turning over, mechatech ba'aferhu. The second that you start shechting, we're saying the second you shecht one simen, which is not a full shechita, you need shtei simanim, as we had the first mission in the parak. The second you shecht one simen, the animal's nasar, so it's like you're cutting a piece of dirt. Cutting nothing. It's machatik bafarhu. So why in this case should you be chayiv, even bishogeg, for shchutei chutz? You're not cutting anything. Right? Rashi says on top, beautiful lashon, Tekivan de ne'esar, mishum avodas kochavim, once it becomes usr, you shechted one simen, it's avodas zara, paka shem kodshim minei. It loses its status of kodshim. It's just a piece of dirt. It's usr bahana. V'na'as ishal avodas kochavim v'afr ba'amahu. You shouldn't be chai for shchut echutz. Shchut echutz requires a full shchita, and here it's already ne'esar bahana'ah. What about Shabbos? The girl's not bothered that I yisuch chai in Shabbos. Does Shabbos require full shchita? So Rashi says, no, what is Shabbos? It's the Melach is Shochet. What, if you kill an animal without Shechita, you're not Chayiv? Of course you are. It's even one Simen. That's why Shabbos is not a problem. You look at the end of the first Rashi on the Amud, like the 15th skinny line, Ula Inyan Shabbos, the Chiyuva Anatilas Neshama. The Chiyuva Shabbos is for killing, not for Shechting. Hu Demachayiv, Avagav Delav Shechita Hi. Right, you're Chayiv, even though it's not Shechita. V'chein Mishim Avodas Kochavim. And also for Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah doesn't require a full Shechita, and he acts L'shem Avodah Zarah. The only problem is Shchut Echutz, which requires a full Shechita. So that's an important Rashi, that the problem here is not from Shabbos, and not from Avodah Zarah, but only for Shchut Echutz. So again, that's the question. If Rav Huna, you say that the second you shecht one simen to Avodah Zarah, it's already Ne'asar Mishim Avodah Zarah, so then how does this Braisa work here if... The Braisa assumes that you're going to be chayiv for all three in a certain case. You're going to be chayiv for Shabbos, you're going to be chayiv for Avodah Zarah, chayiv for Shchut Echutz. You shouldn't be chayiv for Shchut Echutz. That is the kasha of the Gemara. Before we answer the question, just one ha'ara before we turn over. If you look down at the bottom of the Amud again, Tosfos and Dira Maskel Chayiv asks that the Afal Gav, see on the bottom, the Afal Gav de Osov es Beno Bachutz Pater Mishum Mechusir Zman. What if you have a karbon? That's Oso Vesbeno. You shechted the mother already in the Beis HaMikdash. You have another carbon you shecht outside. So you're not chayv for Shchut Echutz, because that's Mechusser Zman. The only time you're chayv for Shchut Echutz is if you would be chayv if you'd bring it as a carbon inside, so you're chayv for shechting it outside. But Oso Vesbeno, there's an Issa D'Araisa to shecht this carbon even inside today. So therefore, you're going to be chayv for outside. So ask Tosfos, isn't Shabbos an example of Mechusser Zman? You cannot shecht this inside today. It's Shabbos. So isn't that Mechusser Zman? Therefore you shouldn't be chayiv for Shabbos at all. Is there a difference between Oso Ve'ezbeno, which is considered Mechusser Zman, and Shabbos? Says Tosfos, yes, there's a difference. Shabbos is not called Mechusser Zman. Why? Because you can't bring some karbanos today. Says Tosfos in the bottom line, Shabbos lo chashiv Mechusser Zman, de'ein ze elo mishum, de'ein asey de karbon yachid, dochelos asey de Shabbos. Says Tosfos, karbanos are not mufka from Shabbos. You bring some karbanos on Shabbos. You're right, a karbon yachid is not brought on Shabbos, but that's a technical problem, Tosfos seems to say. It's not as much of a hafka like Oso Vespino. It's an important lumdus of Tosfos. Oso Vespino, this animal is mufka from the parsha of karbanos today. Shabbos, it's not mufka. There's an Isser Deravi Alei. There's an Isser here, but don't say that this animal has nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash today. You give Karbanos today. You give the Karban Tamid today. You give the Karban Musaf today. So that is an important line in Tosfos, that Shabbos is not considered Mechusar Zman. It is not like, for example, Osov Espino, which is considered Mechusar Zman. Okay. So back to the question of the Gemara. The Gemara asked, if according to Rav Huna we say that the second you shecht one simen, it's already Nasar Misham Avodah Zarah, so why should you be chayiv shchut echutz, which requires the continuation? It requires two simanim, rov ve simanim. Amar Rav Papa answers, hacha b'chatas ha'of askinan. You know what the Brisa must be talking about? Chatas ha'of, which only you have to do one simen. Chatas ha'of is one simen. So Rav Huna said, oh, one simen. So Chatas Ov is only one simen. You're right. In a case of an animal, of a behema, you wouldn't be chai for Shchut Echutz. Because by the time you get to Shchut Echutz, it's Mechatech Ba'afarhu. But here we're talking about Chatas Ov. Chatas Ov, you only have to do one simen, and therefore, it all comes at the same moment. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Michti, Rav Huna, Kaman Amar L'Shmaitze, Ku'ula. Rav Huna, we just said on Amar Aleph, is based on Ula. The Ula, Maisa Kaldu Kamar. Ula doesn't even require one simen. If Rav Huna is really based on Ula, says the Gemara. So when Rav Huna says simen echad, he doesn't really mean simen echad. Right, what was the svar we gave for Rav Huna, based on Ula? It was, if you do any little act, that's good enough to get over the hump of Ein Odom Osu Davar Shein Shalom. Maisa Kalduhu. So it should even be less than simen echad. So what the Gemara asks? Don't you need two simanim? No, it's chadas ov, it's one simen. So the Gemara is basically saying, you don't even need one simen. So you still have the same exact problem, even if you want to say Chatas Ha'of. You have the same exact problem. It's not going to help you, because all you need is a little Maisa, even less than one Simen. So Elos, the Gemara answers, you're right. What must that Brisa be talking about? Ba'omer b'gemar zvicha hu ovda. When a person has specific Kavana that he's only doing, worshipping Avodah Zarah with the end of the zvicha. He's only doing Avodah Zarah b'gemar zvicha. That's his specific Das. Says the Gemara, if that's true, we'll get back to that in a second, but let's just continue first. Ihachi my ar yachatas, lishmin and zevach, if the whole ukimta is about bigmar zvicha hu ovda, that he has in mind dafka, that he's worshiping Avodah Zarah at the end of the process, so he should say zevach. Zevach means any karban. Chatas seems to like tell me chatas dafka because not ola. Because chatas and ola are different, but we know by ofos, because of requires two simanim, and chatas only requires one. So just say zevach, say a more general term. So that's what the Gemara says. Okay, a final way of understanding. Ella Amar Mar Zutra Mishum Mishmeder of Papa. This is what the Brisa must be talking about. We try to say so far Chatas Ha'of. That didn't work. We try to say Begemar Zichu Ovda. That didn't work. So try number three. Finally, try number three, which is going to last another Ella. Ella Amar Mar Zutra. Rav Zutra says Kog Ma'eskina Kon Shahaya Chati Kane Pagum. Already half of the Kane is already has a hole in it. V'hosif alav kol shehu. So when you do simen echad, it's only going to be one simen anyway. V'gamru, when you finish the job, t'kulu b'hadi hadadi ka'asi. So it all comes at the same exact moment anyway. That's the ukimta that we have in this case. One final ha'ara, and then we got to finish up. So some of the achronim ask, Rabbi Yochanan, we had a couple of days ago, hel machashvin me'avoda li'avoda. That if you think during shechita that you're going to do zrika l'shem avodah zarah, that's good enough. That's already problems with the Shechita. If you think during the Shechita to do the Zrika, Avodah Zarah. If we hold that, if Rabbi Yochanan holds Mechashvim Me'avodah L'Avodah, we're trying to explain Rabbi Yochanan here. Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan. If Rabbi Yochanan holds that, Mechashvim Me'avodah L'Avodah, so shouldn't you say here, even Bigmar Zvicha, that suggestion, why should that help at all? We rejected it anyway. But the Achronim say, Bigmar Zvicha, you think about at the beginning of the Shechita that you're going to worship it at the end of the Shechita. So if even Mechashvim Me'avodah L'Avodah works, from one Avodah to the other Avodah, within one Avodah, shouldn't it work Kol Shekein? So is it the Achronim trying to discuss? Maybe it's different with somebody else's animal, but maybe one could suggest that maybe ironically it is worse. It's easier to jump from one avoda to another avoda than to jump within one avoda. Within one avoda, if you're at one point of an avoda, you can't jump to the end of the avoda. You're within this avoda. You can't jump to the end. And therefore, if you think about something at the end, it still doesn't have a ramification yet. But if it's two different avodas, maybe they could be looked at parallel to each other. So ironically, yes, it might be worse within one avoda as compared to mechashen me'avoda li'avoda. Okay, Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa continues. Ilav to Amar. Now we're going to talk two comments about Rav Huna he has. Ilav to Amar Rav Huna, simen echad lo have simen echad. If Rav Huna wouldn't have said the statement of simen echad, it would have just said, if you shecht your friend's animal, lo have chatas tufte, then we wouldn't have had the original problem of chatas, of needing two simanim. Why? My maisa rabba. Because if we wouldn't have said any act, we would have said a big act, which would mean Shnei Simanim. So Rav Papa says he only got into the problem was because he said Simen Echad. Number one. The Amar of Papa, Rav Papa also says, Ilav da Amar Rav Huna Behemas Chaveiro Lo Havi Chadas Tiuvtei. Also, if Rav Huna wouldn't have said Behemas Chaveiro, Chatos would also wouldn't have been a question. Why? My taima, Dide Matzi Aser, De Chavri Lo Matzi Aser. If he wouldn't have said Behemas Chaveiro, we would have said it's only his own animals, and not somebody else's animals. And Chatos is not his. Chatos he gives to the Kohanim. Chatos the Yisrael doesn't get anything from. And therefore, Rav Papa says, if he wouldn't have said Behemas Chaveiro, we wouldn't have had problems. That's like Rav Pshita, obviously. That's his whole point. His whole point, that is, even if you shech the Behemas Chaveiro, still, you can answer it with a ma'isa. What's Rav Papa saying? So Gemara says as follows: Ma'u de tema kivet de kanile le kapara kidi de dam ya kamash malan. No, since a chatas he gets for kapara and it gives him kapara by being makrevit, it's as if it's his kamash malan. We say it's not. It's not good enough for in terms of ein adamos davar she'en shelo. We say a chatas is not considered his. Fascinating. What was the havamina? What's the maskana? What was the Gemara thinking? The Havamina is that the Chatos is considered yours, Kamash Malan not. Is that a discussion about Kapara? If something's Mechaper for me, does that give me Bailus on it for certain areas? Kamash Malan not. Is that a question about Bailus? Is that a question about Kapara? Got to work on the Havamina, the Maskana here. What exactly is the message of this Havamina Maskana within the Shita of Rav Papa? Fine. Finishing up the next section. Sorry, we got to finish a little early today, but let's just finish up. Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, Rav Yitzchak, Amri, Ein Adamos Davar She'en Shelo. Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, Rav Yitzchak all argue on this shita of Rav Huna. Rav Huna says you can aser if it's Maisa Zuta. Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, Rav Yitzchak all say Ein Adamos Davar She'en Shelo. You can't aser it. Rashi says two days. Fifth to last line in Rashi. Even with a Maisa Rabba. Even with the Maisa Rabba, or with the Maisa that Rav Huna is talking about, you can't. But with the Maisa Rabba, you would be able to. So today is how wide-ranging is this machlokas? Look in the Rush here. He also talks about these 2 days of Rashi. Ein adamos davar she'en shelo. So says the Gemara, Meisvei, Hashochet Chatos B'Shabbos Lachuz Avodas Kochadim Chayiv Shalosh Chatos. What do you mean? The case we have, the brisa we had before. You're Chayiv three Karbanos in this case. V'yokmina B'Chatos Ha'of B'Chatzikon HaPogim. And we were mokim at the Maskana. The case is Chatos Ha'of where it's half. It's half pogum already. The time of the chatas ofu to kula ba'al yadadika asin. The reason that we came up with that, the reason that it worked in the brisa that we didn't have any kashas was because we came up with the sukimta aval zevach lo. But if it wasn't chatas of, it wouldn't be at the same moment. Says the Gemara, "Ain't the most of the Rishina Shalom? My Arya Chatas Ofa, Vila Chatas Beimanami." Same similar question to what we asked before. If you have a problem of ain't the most of the Rishina Shalom, who cares if it's a bird? Even behema would not be good enough. So Gemara says here as a maskana. Kivan de kanyule la kapara kidide damya. Since the chatas behema is used as kapara, it's like it's his. Chatas of is not yours. But chatas behema says is as if it's yours, and therefore says Rashi on the second skinny line, lo matzi le misne shum zevach. You can't make any other tshnam about any other zevach because they're all used as a kapara. Ol is b'chapar naseis, chatas an asham for averis, even and shalom kach kalam are his. So the only one that's not his is chatas ha'of. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, in also in shalom is a big so yeah, just to mention one other halacha, just to squeeze it in. The Rama writes in the Hilchah Shabbos, the Rama says, can I make somebody else's item muksa? Can I put a muksa item on somebody else's item and make it a basis? Says the Rama, no. Im adam hiniach davar muksa al shal chaveiro, lo amrina denasa basis davar ha'aser. De ein adam oser shal chaveiro, shalo midaito. So the Rama in everyday activities, in the end of Simin Shintes, the Rama says you apply the principle of ein adam oser davar shena shalo in a case of muksa. Okay, there Mr. Burr talks about it. What if you're doing it latovas chaveiro? Anyway, that is that. Okay, we'll stop here. And everybody should have a good Shabbos. Be'ez Hashem on Sunday, we start. Elu Treifus. Elu Treifus.